In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This year's Lent madness, I had St. Stephen going all the way. I mean, here's the guy who's the first Christian martyr. Not only is he the first Christian martyr, he's the first deacon of the church. The church was growing by leaps and bounds. And we read last week that from Acts, it talked about the whole community was living together and seeing to one another's needs. And this was causing a problem as the church grew. Man, what an awesome problem. Your church is growing too big. But they were having this problem. The church was growing too big. And the 12 apostles, they had replaced Judas with Matthias by this point, they were trying, but it was just too much work for these guys. And so they decided to get a little structure to the organization. And so they elected 7 men to be deacons, diakonos, and they would be servants in the church. They would literally wait tables. They'd be the ones who saw to the widows and the orphans, as they say. It's the same thing that we have now with deacons. In the Episcopal Church, we have bishops, priests, and deacons. And it's the deacon's job to be the liaison, the go-between, between the world and the church. If you have a deacon as part of your service, it's the deacon's prerogative to read the gospel. Deacons proclaim the gospel. They lead the prayers of the people. They bring the needs of the world into the church. And they set the table, their most ancient job, to set the table for the Eucharist. And they set the table for the people when they had their love feasts, the agapes, back in the early church. And Stephen was one of the first one of these. He was seen as someone who was a really great guy, who knew Christ. He wasn't an apostle, but he had other areas of responsibility. And he proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. He proclaimed the truth of the resurrection. And in return, he was stoned. That was just too much for some people. So they took him out and they hurled rocks at him until he died. Now they wanted their arms free so they can get a good fling, so they took off their cloaks and laid them at the feet of a guy named Saul. This is Saul's first appearance in Scripture. He's the guy who watches the coats while they kill Stephen. Of course, Saul goes on to be known as Paul and writes most of the New Testament. This is the first time we see him in Scripture. And there's this great echo in Stephen's final words, "Forgive them this sin." Basically what our Lord said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Stephen was someone who followed what Christ did, followed where Christ led. At the Last Supper, Jesus is trying to explain what's going to happen. And he's saying, it's not so much that they're killing me, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And it's Thomas, one of his 3 appearances in Scripture, and he's not doubting, he's just saying, how do we know the way? And Jesus tells him, I am the way. A phrase that gave its name to the whole Christian movement before it was even Christianity. They were called followers of the way, that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That none can come to the Father except through him. To see him is to see the Father. And then Philip, bless his heart, show us the Father. I just said, you look at me, you see the Father. One of the snarkiest things in Scripture right there. Poor Philip. But Thomas is the one we heap on. But it's Philip who asks a really dumb question there. I'm sorry, there's no stupid questions, only stupid apostles. At any rate, he says, show us the Father. And Jesus makes it implicit. Explicit. I show you the Father in who I am. You see me, you see the Father. Get it, Philip? Do you? And that's the whole thing. Everything that we know about God, everything that God reveals to us about God's self, we look at through the lens of Jesus Christ. When Christians read the Old Testament, it's through the lens of Jesus Christ. So we read in the Old Testament an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but we read it knowing that our Lord Christ said, I know you've heard it said, an eye for an eye, but I tell you, forgive your enemies. We must read Scripture through the lens of Jesus Christ, that in Jesus Christ we have the fullest exposure to God that we as human beings can stand. Any more glory and we wouldn't be able to take it. And what Jesus Christ shows us is love and compassion and caring. Look at me and see the Father. We have a daunting task. We are supposed to be able to say, look at me and see Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian. That we tell the world, look at me and see Christ. But do we live that way? Do we really want people to look at us and see Christ? Do we want people thinking that the way we are is the way Christ is? Do our lives match Christ's life? And sure, we can say, you know, Jesus was God. It's a special case. But Stephen was just a guy. And he was able to proclaim the good news of God in Christ, even die for it. Now, fortunately, it is highly unlikely that any of us here will be called to die for the gospel of Christ. We just don't live in that world. But we are called to be Christ to the world, to be willing to be that loving, caring, compassionate, forgiving person. That people look at Christians and see we are different from others because we've been transformed by the love of Christ. That we can forgive our enemies, bless those who persecute us. We don't seek revenge. Now, I'm not saying I do this by any means. I can't stand in front of you and say I'm really good about forgiving my enemies. None of us is perfect. And I'm not saying it's easy. But I am saying it's the kind of thing we're called to do. God calls us to be like Christ. In Christ, the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. When we see Christ, we see God. We don't have to wonder, what's God really like? We know. We see it in Jesus Christ. And in return, we're called to show that to the world in our lives. Now, Episcopalians are not big on the E word, evangelism. We don't go door to door, generally speaking. We don't stand on street corners. But we are called to spread the good news of God in Christ by our very lives. The lives that we live should be witness to Christ. And again, I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do. But we can't not do it just because it's hard. Because it's impossible. We still have to try. That's what God calls us to. Christ says, be like me. I mentioned at the 8:30 service, there was a basketball player, and people said, oh, it's Charles Barkley. So I hope I got that right. I don't want to defame him. But when told he should probably clean up his act a bit, he was a role model. He said, I don't want to be a role model. Well, you don't really have a choice in the matter. You're a role model to somebody. And as Christians, we are called to be role models that show people Christ. And so we need to examine our lives and see how well are we at doing that. Because it's very easy just to go through our lives on autopilot, live one day to the next, be ourselves, as it were. But we're not called to be ourselves. We're called to be Christ. And that's a whole other thing. It's a difficult, impossible thing. And yet, God gives us grace and power and strength through the Holy Spirit to achieve that. Ask, and it'll be given to you. Anything you ask in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, may we ask to be more like Christ. May we ask to show Christ to the world in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.